This is a Collider.com audio interview.
All right, first I'd like to introduce the director of Breaking Dawn, Part 1 and Part 2, Bill Condon. And now I'd like to introduce our three stars from Breaking Dawn, Kristen Stewart, Robert Taylor Lautner, and our cousin.
How we doing? What's happening right now? Okay, good.
Which seat is which?
I don't know. Over here?
I'm over there.
Over here?
Sorry.
All right. Looks like our first question right here.
Yeah, I asked my readers, your fans, some questions they'd like me to ask you. Now, two questions. What was it like filming in Brazil, and how does it feel to be loved all over the world?
Bill?
I know, it's very hard.
All that love.
All the love. Filming in Brazil was great, right? That was amazing to, like, that's where Stephanie wrote The Honeymoon. And to go to actually, you know, and she actually hadn't been, you know, but we went in search of what she wrote as adolescent, and I think we found it, you know, it was very cool. We would take a half-hour road trip to work every day, that was great. We got stranded, that was great.
Thank you.
What else about Brazil?
It was nice being able to shoot on the actual streets and see the people, and I mean, to see that within the context of this movie is definitely jarring in a great way. It's very different.
Yeah.
Loved all over the world.
Oh, right.
David? I'm just going to moderate. being loved all over the world, it's nice. It's different. I don't know if it's love necessarily. But in shooting in Brazil, I don't even know where I'm talking to. Shooting in Brazil, it's interesting. One of the interesting things about having an international fan base, every single country has a totally different reaction to you and to the movie. And I mean, shooting on the street in Brazil, compared to, you know, people trying to sneak a picture or something, if you're shooting in the States or Canada, like in Brazil, people would literally just go up and try and grab you. And so it was pretty fun on the set.
Yeah.
In the shot,
grab
the shot,
him.
Yeah.
Grab him, not me. Which
and
was
you
weird.
Were there kind of Taylor, because it was eerie. There was an extra who looked exactly like you.
So weird.
Man, it was so weird.
I was not there. I do love Brazil, but I was not there. But they came back and they showed me this picture.
Yeah.
Or they told me first that there was an extra that looked just like me. I was like, okay, sure. They show me this picture, and I even thought it was me. It was the weirdest thing. So, didn't you guys like have to place him further back? In case like the camera accidentally went over him?
That's the thing, is he was acting like you too.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, he looked like an Eclipse poster.
Totally rewriting the story. They go on their honeymoon, and there you are.
That would be so hilarious if the camera just is going over, you guys are walking through, and I'm just standing there like this. Just watching
you. He can't
you
let her go.
Never
do
so.
Do you think the Breaking Dawn movies will truly be the end of the Twilight saga, or do you think there'll be some sort of spin-off or continuation within the movie somehow?
Yeah, I have like breakfast time or something. you got Twilight Eclipse, and then
what, like
Breaking Dawn,
like cereal box,
breakfast brunch. No, I mean, noon. I don't know. Yes, that to Stephanie, really.
I have a second thought.
Yeah, breakfast time.
I think it's the end of the Bella. It's the end of the Bella Edwards story, I think. But I mean, especially in the second movie, there's so many new characters that I'm sure, you know, I'm not sure, but I suspect she'll want to revisit them at some point.
Wow.
You sound like you have some secret knowledge.
Yeah,
I
was
conveniently not mentioning Jacob.
I'm not sure.
I have a question for the actors. What was the most, out of all the Twilight films, what was the most secretive scene that you had to film? And also, what was the scene that you had to film that you felt was probably the most exposed to fans?
the wedding was definitely secret. It was like Secret Service style, insane. I mean, the crew was completely inconvenienced and just, you know, grumbling around the set, like, I can't have my cell phone, I can't have my
cell phone.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you don't understand what this means to us, thank you so much. Like, if this dress gets on the internet, I'll die. It was like, but that really was crazy.
And then there was a helicopter right as you were ready to take the vows.
I had a Volturi cloak on because that's all that we had to cover up. It was really funny. Yeah.
Has that probably been resolved, you guys?
Yeah,
not really. I mean, we didn't have to do anything which was like too sort of intimate or anything where there were a lot of people around. I mean, we didn't know there were a lot of people around.
We didn't know when we were being like photographed and stuff. That was always a weird experience after the fact, being like, oh, the whole scene.
Right.
Awesome.
Right,
yeah.
This movie is very loud.
A lot of the movie takes place, like, you know, inside. So most of our time spent, we were in Baton Rouge filming on a stage, and then we had 2 months in Vancouver. But I mean, this Breaking Dawn is very like intimate, and I just feel like they did a really good job at allowing us to just, I don't know, be creative and just be able to just be with each other. We really didn't have to focus on, you know, being distracted and anything like that on this movie.
They protected us. Kind of.
This question's for Kristen. I feel like Breaking Dawn is such an emotional journey for Bella, honeymoon, wedding, getting pregnant. What was it like filming for months, and how did everything that's happening to Bella kind of affect you personally?
Everything. I can't draw a line between myself and stuff that I do. It's funny, I don't want to make it sound like it's not just about this, but really with everything that I do, it's hard for me to take myself out of it. I'd been building up to these moments for 4 years. I was 17 when I started doing this movie, and this one really is loaded with those really cathartic, impactful, huge life moments, and they're not all completely fantasy. They're really, you know, very rooted in a reality that I can completely see myself in, and anyone who reads the book could imagine. And shooting the scenes, I had to kind of let myself realize that these moments will find themselves naturally, and I can't let the book, you know, punch me in the face every morning to wake me up and like give me stomach aches. You have to, you know, let the moments happen, and they did, and I tried to, you know, we just sort of went for it. And a lot of it, I do feel like it's very, very close to the book and really sincere telling of the story, but at the same time, we sort of added like bits. There are surprises that surprised me too in the more iconic bits, like in the wedding and the at the honeymoon, and lots of things.
I think the thing that makes me is that there's no bigger fan of Twilight than Kristen. I mean, it's true.
He's
like, you are, I mean, you're approaching as an actress as you, the way you describe it, but also it's like she's always there, like, I know what it felt like when I read this the first time. And it's like pushing, to make sure she's capturing that feeling. And that was really, I mean, you did
feel
put
like
that
is
pressure
on yourself. Such a self conscious answer, but like,
it's true, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
I have sort of a nerdy question for Bella Conda, and I apologize in advance. We were sort of discussing the other day like how this movie might fit into your other work.
Yeah.
And we feel like there's a theme running through your films of societal oppression and people sort of not being allowed to be themselves. And I'm wondering if you feel like that theme comes out in this movie.
I do. It would sound really pretentious to say that, but I do feel like I always hook into people who are outsiders in some way, who are yearning. And all these characters are yearning. Jacob is yearning all the time. And both these other two would like find a way to like live the lives that they were meant to. I don't see anything, but yeah, I do definitely. Yeah.
Do you personally have a favorite scene in the movie?
I think these are wrong.
Do we have a favorite scene?
Oh, favorite scenes, right?
What's your favorite scene?
Boy, that's a good one. Because I have a lot of them. I know that sounds like
I've always been able to choose one for all of the movies.
I was going
to
say, Taylor's going to have a favorite for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
No. I'm about ready to let you down. I'm so sorry. I was going to say I've always been able to choose one for every single movie.
Oh, no.
But this one, I can't. I don't know. There's so much going on in this movie, and all of the characters are dealing with their own little things. It's impossible for me to choose like my favorite scene in this movie. Especially, I mean, Jacob changes so much from the beginning to the end. So I mean, it's hard for me to choose. Like, I don't know. Sorry.
Favorite scene?
Yeah.
I really like. I'm gonna not say none of our scenes together because I don't want to offend you boys. But I'm gonna. There's a scene with me and Charlie at the wedding that I love so much, and also with Renee as well, one after the other. That's I really like them. They're sweet.
My favorite scene. If anyone cares.
No, you haven't seen the movie.
I haven't. I think the birth scene is kind of, it's so different to everything else in the movie, and also it's for a fantasy series that has kind of a youngish audience. I find it interesting, and it goes quite far. It's quite hardcore. It's quite graphic. I mean, it was when we were doing it anyway.
Felt overtly graphic.
Yeah. But there's no way to do it. I mean, if you read the book, it's like there's literally no way to do it in any kind of tamed way. So it was fun. It felt like it was brave. That's cut.
No. Bill, this is for you. When you were announcing this project, one of the points you made in the quote in your show personally was that you were a big fan of Dark Shadows.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'd like to know what the appeal of that was to you and what your feeling about the genre is in general.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like I was a kid and I would run home to see that show. Obviously, it was all kinds of fantasy creatures, mostly vampires and more. I just call them. There was something. God, I don't. I think it's like growing up in a very, you know, intense Catholic household, maybe, or something. You know, that makes you a little twisted. But I think it was that. But it's always I've always liked whatever vampire version, like, you know, whatever new vampires come around. I've always been interested in as I was with Twilight. You know.
Do you guys kind of ever wish that this was a small independent film that just ran like on the Sundance Channel at 3 o'clock in the morning? Your lives would be very different. How do you tune out the enormous distractions and try and just do your work?
If this was a tiny little independent movie that only ran on Sundance, then we wouldn't be able to do the movie justice. I mean, maybe the first few. This one is really a big movie, and it's nice to be indulgent. It's nice to shoot for 6 months with an A-lister, and we wouldn't be sitting here doing a press conference about it. Maybe we'd be like sitting in some cool little snowy lofty place in Tennessee. What I'm saying is there's really no difference. We'd be having the same conversation, probably, so.
Over against the wall. Hey guys, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Comic-Con is all about like embracing your inner nerd, so, you know, throughout all these films and being together so much, what are some nerdy things, geeky things you guys have learned about each other?
Breakfast time.
Kristen. I don't think Kristen would see it as nerdy, but I guess I do.
I think I'm always cool.
Kristen literally only watches the Cooking Channel, and especially on set, it's bizarre having it. She has a TV in the makeup trailer, which is always on.
It was dismal times. It was a long shoot.
It's her only diva-ish behavior. having the Cooking Channel on all times, like, in every room.
And you all reap the benefits.
It's true. I'm thankful of that nerdy. thing.
Taylor.
What?
Taylor. Hold on.
You don't have anything.
I have one that I'm not going to say.
Whisper it to me.
I'm going to do this in front of everyone. let me say
Bill,
this.
Do you have any, since you're able to, like, watch the three of us and, like...
Taylor can dance and he never wants to say
no,
that he can't. See, he can move his hips better than I will ever dream. Literally, it's crazy. Yeah.
Come on, Taylor.
No, you can move, but...
That's not nerdy, that's awesome.
No, you should see how he does it, though. It's always to, like, the craziest music.
You're right. I'll give you that one.
Okay.
In the hair and makeup trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where things happen.
Yeah.
Next. All right, first of all, I guess I feel compelled to say, Taylor, at some point, you will stand up and show us how to dance.
All right, thank you, appreciate that.
Okay, whatever's right for you.
All right.
And the next would be, we talked a lot about the wedding scene, but maybe besides the wedding scene, for the actors, what scene were you most nervous or apprehensive about shooting, knowing we really got to pull this off?
Yeah. I was pretty nervous about imprinting. I was given an X on a wall, correct? And
well, what did you want her to be sitting there?
No. I don't know what I would have wanted. I don't think it was any ideal scenario here. But there was an X on a wall, and I had to walk into the room on the verge of killing this baby, and then stop, twist, and imprint on it, whatever that means.
That sounds amazing.
Imprint. Stop, twist, and imprint.
It's Jacob's signature move.
It was challenging. I mean, I spent a lot of time talking to Bill and to Stephanie, and just being like, okay, guys, what exactly does imprinting even look like? I don't know. It was tough, so I sure hope it comes across.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautifully.
In a beautiful twist.
Beautiful twist.
You have one?
We're just going to take one question and take
five. Embarrassingly, the thing I was most nervous about was taking my shirt off.
At least he's honest. That's cool.
I mean, that's like, yeah. It's like, in a series, where it's so much of the books are about Edward's body and stuff, and I managed to avoid having my shirt off like the whole series in a thing where in the book it's almost every three pages. And like, it's just like, how can I swim with it? And maybe I can wear a t-shirt when I'm in the sea. Or a onesie.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Well, we're about to show that, so you'll see that.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a bad one, though, because that was at the end of the shoot. The one from the beginning. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up.
Yeah.
I don't like an inflatable Frankfurter in the sea.
Alright.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What was the most awkward scene you had to shoot, and what will you miss most about your character? Most awkward scene, and what will you miss most about your character?
Right. Most awkward.
Come on,
well, occasionally, I couldn't pick up the kids sometimes. It was just, like... Because there were different, you know, because we have Mackenzie Foy, who's an amazing little kid, like the coolest kid I've ever mm-hmm. met, and smarter than me in a lot of ways. And,
yeah.
then we have these other little girls that would come in to play the younger version of Mackenzie, and they're all great, awesome little kids. It's just that I couldn't really, not to have them there with you every day. I'm awkward. I can't handle that. I mean, me and Mackenzie were awesome, but I just couldn't really deal with like I looked ridiculous. Like I you know, they're bigger than me in some cases. Like it just looked like I should have like put on my head or something.
I think you're talking about one kid specifically.
That yeah, that was just a, not a good day.
This girl had to run toward Billy Burke, and instead she kept running into a wall, you know, sort of, and so it was like, no, you've got to carry her, and of course, you said, okay, I'll do it, and then she peed in
your car. Yeah, it was awesome.
She peed in her
car. Yeah, I forgot that, but that's
she
like
peed against
the
wall.
I was holding her, and she just, you know, and that's fine. She was so nervous, and yeah. She shouldn't have been. She was probably, you know.
That's pretty funny.
This is probably not a great answer. But you probably want something like, you know, well, to do the love scene was weird, you know, having so many people on set.
We did. Talking about the baby. I was just in a talkative mood for some reason. We had an animatronic baby for one bit.
That was awkward.
Which was when we had to introduce. I think it was your scene where you had to be introduced to the baby for the first time.
Yeah.
And like.
And in the book, that is wow, my God, like my favorite, one of my favorite parts. And then to know that you're not going to be looking at a child.
And to see literally Chucky from Child's Play, with a hand, be like.
Yeah, and the guy's like sweating right below in your eye line, trying to be like. Get the hand up to touch your face, and then it sticks to your hair and pulls a little bit, and you're like, oh, get the thing off me! Like, give me a baby, this is ridiculous. And it had hair, and it's a newborn baby, and I know that that's in the book, and you can imagine how cool that would be, but.
Oh, and if you've ever seen a baby with a wig on,
yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Yeah, really.
They look like the trolls on Magista Gun Andy a pencil. Like, you know those things?
Yeah,
totally. The weirdest thing, I've been looking at the dailies of that, and I call cut, and then the baby's eyes still start blue. It's like,
ew.
It's a creepy, strange.
Check it, Renee.
Yeah.
We're just out of time for me.
Hi. And now, the point was raised earlier that a large component of the Twilight fan base is, of course, middle-aged to older women, particularly for Rob and Taylor. How have you kind of learned to deal with that over the years, and is it still creep you out, or is it flattering?
I mean, I'm not creeped out at all by it. It's like, it's almost like, yeah, it's kind of, I guess to be creeped out by it, you'd have to just be creeped out by middle-aged women in general.
True.
Which I'm not. So yeah, I mean, you know, people, different strokes for different folks, I guess. I don't know what that means.
But no complaints here.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Let's get the cash shot if that's possible. Okay,
let's get a free
shot. No. Sorry. Let's get the mic.